Yeah, of course, I want to kind of move in the direction of trying to figure out where this all kind of fits in, particularly as it relates to CAR T. But just to continue now with the polatuzumab, so what do we know about it as a single agent, diffuse large B cell?
As a single agent, it's been tested in a phase 2 setting, and it's got modest activity and really well tolerated. So I don't remember the exact numbers offhand, but I believe it's in the range of about 40% overall response rate and well tolerated. But it does not have similar toxicity to what BR has, and I think that's why it's an appropriate agent to add to a BR backbone or to a chemotherapy backbone.
Trying to think about, I guess we are using, in Hodgkin's, we're using chemotherapy with brentuximab, so I guess that would be one analogy. So are you planning to use bendamustine / polatuzumab vedotin?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think it's a good option for people who don't have CAR T transplant or clinical trial as an option. I don't think it's, you know, now the standard of care. I would say it is a standard option that should be available to people. I think it's palliative. The progression-free survival is in excess of 14 months. I think that's really nice to be able to see in a disease where otherwise patients don't really survive, you know, more than 6 or at most 12 months. So,
and of course, I guess you have people at different ends of the curve in terms
that's
of
correct.
Maybe even going beyond that. But for example, in a patient who had disease progression on CAR T or who wasn't going to be thinking about CAR T or transplant, where would this combination fit into your algorithm after relapse?
Yeah, so I think the post-CAR T progressions is almost a separate box today. That's one of the biggest unmet needs right now, particularly for younger patients who have gone through CAR T where it doesn't work. You know, nothing seems to work in that particular setting. I mean, chemo doesn't work in that setting. Other biologic agents don't really seem to work. So that's a huge separate bucket. But where I see something like polatuzumab BR fitting in is for, let's say, the older or frail patient who, you know, can't travel to one of the centers where the more aggressive options are available or doesn't want to, or has comorbidities such as a low ejection fraction or other comorbidities that would make the higher risk procedures more high risk.